Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is the real reason that you are not getting the success, not getting the results that you want in your business. And all too often, we are seeking the magic bullets, the silver bullet, right? The new strategy, the perfect thing to invest in that's going to change everything for us. You know, the thing that is finally going to make the difference for us in our business, you know, where we're finally going to feel successful and secure and like we've made it and like a proper entrepreneur. And when actually the real reason that we don't feel those things has got absolutely nothing to do with what is going on in the outside, right? The results that you currently have, your clients, your performance, how much cash you've got in the bank, it's got nothing to do with those things. What the actual missing ingredient is what is going on in the inside. Your current results, your current reality, they are just a symptom of what is going on in your head. And so if you are ever going to create the results that you crave, the success that you crave, that you dream of, whatever that means to you and in your world, your own personal definition of that, instead, you have got to master your inner game. It has got to come from within. And I call this authentic self-mastery. And it's my life's work. It really is. It's my passion. It's my joy. This is my focus, my passion, my specialization. It's all about helping female entrepreneurs achieve that authentic self-mastery. And I'm going to talk to you today about six steps. A six-step framework that you have got to follow if you want to achieve this authentic self-mastery. And if you want the kind of success that feels fulfilling, that feels like you have made it, that's personal to you, that is deeply satisfying and fulfilling and impactful and authentic to you. If mastering your inner game is high on your agenda, if it is top of your priority, and let me tell you, it should be. And I understand these feelings all too well, because a few years ago, this was me. This was absolutely me. These six steps, the ones I'm going to share with you today, they are the steps that I took in my business and in my life. And they totally changed my life. I took them and then I created a framework that I now teach. And that is what I want to share with you today. It took me from essentially living in a beautiful cage. So a few years ago, I was running a business that looked awesome on paper. If you have like a tick box of what success should look like, then I was doing all the things. My accountant was happy with me. I had a great team. I had all the office. I was being invited on the BBC as an expert, all the kind of tick boxes and trappings of success. But deep, deep inside, I was miserable because I knew it was somebody else's version of success. It didn't mean success to me. And I never, ever felt like I deserved it. And so, of course, I couldn't enjoy it and it wasn't making me happy. And so I took a deep breath. I had an epiphany. I drew a line in the sand that things were going to be different. And I took these six steps that I'm about to share with you now and totally transformed my business and my life as well. So please believe me when I say that these steps can be transformative for you if you let them. My name is Claire Ackers. I am an authenticity coach for female entrepreneurs, for female founders. I help women rip up the rule book about what is possible for them to get rid of their imposter syndrome and to step into their highest and best versions of themselves so that they can have the success and wealth and happiness and fulfillment that they deserve. I have helped so many women go through the steps that I'm about to share with you now, and I cannot wait to hear what resonates with you and what you try, what you go away and put into practice. Okay, so step one is all about reigniting your fire. We have got to look at your values. Your values, the things that you hold dear, they are the absolute foundation of everything. Your values, they are, really simple definition. I just go with it, something that you hold dear. If we cut you down the middle, those values will be running through you like a stick of rock. And what happens if you don't know what your values are? Well, you drift through life rudderless. You know, it's like a game of hotter or colder. You're kind of flip-flopping from one thing to another, listening to somebody else's version of what you think you should be, just like I was. And so you've got to take the time to work out what your values are. And then the next thing that we need to guard against is knowing what your values are, but ignoring them. I see this all the time. And you can tell when you're out of integrity with your values by the way that it feels. It just feels horrible. And if you know you're not living congruently with your values, it feels horrible. You're being triggered by your competitors. You're compromising on your vision. You're listening to experts. You're listening to all the experts and you're getting confused and you're producing something beige. You're toning down what you want to say and how you want to say it, and you are trying to fit in. But on the other hand, if you know your values, if you know who you are and what you stand for, it just feels awesome. It feels like you in flow. You are absolutely magnetic and you're attracting your dream clients and opportunities and your tribe. It's really something tangible. Any obstacles you come up against, you can just brush them off like dust off your shoulder because you are just so solid in who you are. And you are able to go with your gut. You know, you are able to tune in and trust your intuition and follow it because, yeah, it might not make sense on paper, but to you, it just feels right. And you are able to trust that. So that is step number one, reigniting your fire and connecting with who you are at your core. Step number two is called permission to dream. And this is all about thinking about where have you been settling in your business for what you think is available to somebody like you, and insert whatever meaning you like into that. So tell me if this resonates. Did you have big dreams as a kid? Massive dreams in your business, and maybe you were starting to settle for what you think you deserve or what you think is possible. Maybe you're compromising on who you work with. Maybe you're compromising on the terms that you work to. Maybe you're not living the lifestyle. You haven't got the freedom, the work-life balance that you dreamed of when you set up in business. So today, I just want to talk about the myth we are sold as women, the either or myth. We're given certain careers advice at school. You know, when I was a kid, careers advice was going and doing a quiz on the one Acorn computer that we had at school and getting a printout of what careers were available to me. You remember the paper with the perforations down the side? I got told I should be a swimming pool attendant. And I am sure there are many, many fulfilled swimming pool attendants out there, but I knew it wasn't for me. But that was the option I was given. I was funneled down a certain path. And the same thing happened to me in my first business. I realized I was growing a cookie cutter business. And so step two, permission to dream, is all about putting everything on the table. those big dreams that you had when you were a kid, giving space, giving voice to what they actually are, and getting rid of that either or myth and going for the and both. Now, I think feminism has done a job on us by telling us that we should be striving to have it all. And do you know what? I say that we can have it all. We just need to be really clear on what all is to us, and getting rid of the shoulds and the ought tos and the someone like me needs to. We need to rip up the rule book. We absolutely need to rip up the rule book and dream bigger. Dare greatly, and to create a business that harnesses your feminine energy and power, and be unapologetic about that. Wouldn't that be fun? So here's a question for you. What is your and both? You know, where are you settling currently for what you believe is available to you? So that's step two, permission to dream. Step three is about taking your power back. So this is the origin story paradigm. And it's that question of, who were you before the world told you who to be? Who were you when all you had to worry about was dreaming and playing and being curious and full of joy? Because there will have been something that happened to you as a kid between the ages of 5 and 7 that kickstarted your origin story paradigm. And one of the biggest reasons that you are not getting the results that you currently have, that you currently want in your business, is because that origin story paradigm is playing out again and again and again on a loop. And so you can only get the results that you currently believe you are capable of. And so you've got to go back to the start and get rid of the origin story paradigm that is keeping you small and stuck and pretending you're safe, but you are not really. The good news is that it is possible to reprogram that. It absolutely is possible for you to reprogram it. But the first step is being aware of what that paradigm is keeping you trapped in and getting that desire back to step away from it and change things. So let's move on to step four, which is all about being brave and finding your voice. And so often we're toning down who we want to say, what we want to say, and who we want to say it to, and turn up as corporate beige, or just maybe your tongue has got holes in it. You know, it's looking like a sieve from biting it so often, from holding back what you really want to say, putting up with bullshit, hiding your light. You know, it's like you've got an invisibility cloak toning you down and stopping your beautiful, bold, audacious dream from bursting forth, hanging out with people who drain you. So if that is you, if you resonate with any of that, this is step four, being brave, finding your voice, finding the stuff that you want to talk about that you simply can't hold it back. It bursts forth because you've simply got to talk about what you care about. And the problem is that you have been doing this in order to feel safe. And it means that you are not fulfilled and you are not satisfied. And it is such a waste of everything, everything that you could be. And this is the whole point of being authentic and being 100% aligned with your business, is that you are so in tune with what you want to talk about that it bursts forth. And then you get to work with people who share your vision. You get to be magnetic and attract your raving fans and your tribe. And you get to have brilliant, disruptive ideas that make you feel so creative and so innovative and so on fire, like taking off an invisibility cloak. So that is step four. It's about authentic visibility. It's about being brave and finding your voice. And then step five is claiming your space, claiming your space. This is all about building your ecosystem and thinking about what impact and influence mean to you. And this is for you if you find yourself doing things in your business because it's conventional wisdom, or because somebody else told me that that's what should be done. And you're listening to all the experts in marketing, social media, podcasts, videos. You're trying to implement all the strategies, but they are just not working for you. You're getting triggered by competitors. You feel like they've said it first. You don't know where you fit into the marketplace. And you're giving up and settling for the vision for your company and for your life that you think is available to you. You know, you're working all the hours, you're not spending quality time with your kids, you haven't had that date night that you promised that you'd have, and you are, it's hitting your bank balance hard. You know, you're not getting the financial reward that you really, really want. And maybe you are even secretly starting to wonder whether you have got what it takes to do this business thing and whether it might be better to give up and get a job. You know, whether it's worth all the sleepless nights and stress. And so claiming your space, it's all about building a business ecosystem that works for you, that's perfectly aligned to you. You know, picking one or two pillars of the things that you really want to be known for, you want to be peerless for, not just the go-to expert, but absolutely peerless for, and then executing them in a jaw-dropping, world-class way. And when you do this, it's intuitive, it's playful, it's fun, and it is wonderfully authentic to you. And when you claim your space in this way, that's when magic will start to happen for you. So you're going to get known as that thought leader. You're going to get just absolute, you're going to be like a channel, a conduit for innovation and creativity. Things are going to happen really quickly as well. You're going to be able to collapse timescales for what you thought was possible for you. And you're going to be able to play a bigger game. And those competitors are going to just fall away because you are absolutely peerless. And of course, all the income and impact and influence you want will come too. So claiming your space is step five. And then step six is all about making your success inevitable. It's about looking at the macro, about the ultimate vision, your mission, your purpose, your métier, where you were ultimately trying to get to. And it's about looking at the micro. What are your non-negotiables? What are the daily habits, the micro steps that you need to take in order to show up as the brightest and best version of yourself? And then finding that sweet spot between the two, to put together a roadmap, a plan to make that happen. And then taking consistent but aligned action to make that happen every day, those golden daily habits. Like those stepping stones to make it happen. So that is step six, making your success inevitable. So those are the six steps in the authentic self-mastery, what I call my Audacity system. And I have helped myself change my life and my business going through these steps. And I have helped so many women execute them too. And it has transformed life for them as well. Now, you absolutely can take what we've talked about today and go and implement it yourself. But for some of you will be thinking, that sounds great, but Claire, I would like you to be my cheerleader and confidant and help me. I haven't got time to mess around. I don't want to make all the mistakes. And I'd like some support to make this happen. And for those of you who are thinking that, I am currently accepting applications to work with me one-to-one for 6 months to really, really make this happen. So if 2024 is your year, if you are ready to completely just bring it on this year, then send me a message. I would love to have a chat with you about whether working together is a good fit. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.